Hello, everyone listening, but especially Creative Bean 18, because I am doing your lovely music questionnaire today. Thank you so much for making this, because there can never be too many music questionnaires, and I'm so sorry I took a while to answer. Anyway, I guess I'm not very much into music as much as many other people, because I don't spend a lot of time actively seeking out and listening to stuff. I kind of hear music incidentally, either from the telly or in the video games I play. And I don't even have very strong preferences. I tend to like everything I hear. Anyway, for this, I decided to focus on mostly English songs because otherwise this list would just contain vocalless, retro game tunes, and local songs you might not understand. Anyway, let's start. Favorite song discovery of 2019.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain.
I know. This is not a 2019 song and I'm cheating. It's the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love. Let me explain. I think that the melody of this song is really beautiful. And it's been stuck in my head my whole life, since I was really young. I had no idea this was an actual song until I heard it randomly in a supermarket only a few months ago. I had to do a lot of hunting on YouTube to still find it again, so I discovered it. And it's been under my nose the whole time because I know the Bee Gees and many of their songs. Second question. A song that reminds me of someone I would rather forget about. I don't have an answer for this yet. I wonder if I should be looking forward to it. Three. A song that needs to be played loud. September by Earth, Wind and Fire. I love this song so much. And the chorus needs to be screamed. It's really memorable in many ways for me, actually.
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of faith and us.
I'm really good at playing this song in this video game. And also, it's maybe my signature karaoke song, so... Yeah.
Remember how the stars stole the night away.
Sorry. Question 4. Song that makes you want to dance. Oh my goodness. So this is Last Ketchup song. There's this funny little dance that happens in the chorus, and my sisters would always dance to it whenever it was on. I apologize. You might feel the same way about this song the way I feel about Baby Shark. That's the only part I know. So, question 5. A song to drive to. It has to be this one. It's My Life by Bon Jovi. This is my family's go-to when we start getting sleepy on a road trip. And when that happens, we like to start this song quiet and actually turn up the volume when the chorus starts.
It's my life, it's now or never. I just wanna live forever.
The chorus needs to be sung loud. Question 6. A song that makes you happy. So it's Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. I hate to be shallow, but it's just plain nice to hear the lyrics. But more than that, this is a song that I have a lot of happy memories with. It comes up a lot when I play karaoke with my sisters, and they sing it so beautifully. You, I look okay, I say. When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. Just the way you are. I love this song. Always makes me happy. Question 7. A song that makes you sad. It would be this one.
In my dream you were beautiful,
backlit, noble.
In the low light of the window you were leaning on the edge.
Anna Tivels, the question. I found this only this year. This is really recent. But it speaks to me in a really personal way. The music, the voice, the lyrics, the radio, all together means a lot to me and really tugs at my heartstrings. And I'm gonna turn it off before I get too emotional. Eight. A song that moves you forward. So this is a dance song, but still. And it's also one that makes me really happy. It's Kaoma's Lambada. It has this really cheerful vibe to it, and apart from a bit of domestic violence and a child, which is really, really, really bad, the music video makes me smile every time. I think the words are about moving forward after a bad relationship, I think. And even without understanding the language, this song got really popular in my home country and appeared often at parties. It features a lot in old memories of mine that I need to stop looking back on, so it's the perfect answer to this question, really. Next question is, question 9. One of your favorite 70s songs and groups.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
This is an evil question, actually, because 99% of all artists I know are from this era. Never mind that I wasn't alive back then. But if I must pick, I'm picking the Carpenters, because my parents had several of their songs in our bedtime playlist. Top of the World, Jambalaya, Kind of Hush. So that's why I'm going with that. Really, I really cannot pick a favorite from this. Ping? Question 10 is a song that is a cover by another artist. Morten Harkett's cover of Can't Take My Eyes Off You. I think I love it about as much as the original. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. I really love this song in general. The two vibes it has and all.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Christian 11, a song from the year that you were born in. I'm so sorry, I don't want to specify here, so just please imagine your favorite 90s song here. I have a special soft spot for all the dance songs from this decade, especially. Number 12, a song that reminds me of myself. Na 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 na. I think I'm mixing up the laws and nas. So. So this song, it took me a while to find one for this answer actually. I think it's about emotional abuse, I think. Maybe? I suffer from really bad self-negative thoughts that I have to distract myself from, so I relate.
But when you read your speech, it's tiring. Enough is enough. I'm covering my ears like a king. When your words mean nothing, I go la la la.
I'm turning down the volume. Time for question 13. This is actually a recording because something got messed up and I didn't record this part originally. 13 is a song by an artist with a voice that I love. So that would be... Dimash Kudai Bergen, I think is the name. I can't do that. So, as you can hear, he is incredibly talented with a very wide vocal range. Because I struggle a lot with having consistency with my speaking pitch, it makes me feel a little bit better about myself too, apart from being really, really, really good. So that's it for this questionnaire. A lot of songs in this happen to be really mainstream because that's what reaches me normally. I'm sorry about that. It might not be as interesting because of it. But still, I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Thank you again, Creative Bean 18, for doing this questionnaire. I realize that just looking for the answers made me realize that I do enjoy music a lot. For me, it's always connected to lots of fun memories I have with my loved ones. So, thank you for listening. Bye.